need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
if suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hooray for Obamacare! Wait, no! The House just voted to defund it. What are we going to do, Super Don?
I don't know. We're all going to die.
We're all going to look so forward to this that, in fact, it's so popular that only 92%... Wait a second. I should read this. Only 8% of federal workers want it? 92% of the federal workforce doesn't want Obamacare.
That's right.
Hello, Mr. Obama and everybody else in Congress, if you're a Democrat or Republican or anything in between. Why are you supporting it? Why are the Democrats fighting so hard for Obamacare? I know there are some people that argue, oh, it's better than the system that we have right now. Not really, because it doesn't give you an escape clause unless you're Amish, or else you understand the Constitution and recognize that spiritual freedom, religious freedom, is universal and applicable. Universal. See how it came in my... That's it. We've got new words.
We'll just invent new words. Right now.
By the way, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're expecting Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, to join us because Whole Foods is a little bit of hot water. Not with the federal regulators. They could give a flip less. But the people who shop there care. Don't you care to know that there are GMOs there? Wouldn't you like them labeled?
Whole Foods, of all places, right? Yeah. You could go to Whole Foods and you'd know what you're eating.
We are going to talk to the health ranger about that. We will. So stand by for that. And the question for you this hour, line up on the phones right now. Do you want Obamacare funded? Do you?
Yeah.
If so, why? If you don't, tell us why. Now, the question is to why Ted Cruz, in fact, they're saying he might filibuster in the Senate. Do you think this is a good move or not? Tying it to the funding of government, the continuing resolution to keep the government flowing. Now, I'm a guy, radical as I am, to say, hey, we'll all be better off ultimately with a lot less government. More freedom, that's good. But there are folks out there that have grown so dependent upon government that they really have not grown up. I know it's kind of harsh to say that. Now, granted, there are conditions, physiological or otherwise, that could put you in a state of dependence. A lot of those, more often than not, are the result of things our parents and grandparents did. They didn't know, but they began to adopt the medical way of life. And it degenerated the body's ability to do what it's designed to do, heal, much less be well. And there is nothing in Obamacare. Again, you want to fund it? Call me. You don't want to fund it? Call me right now, 866-939-BELL. I dare you. Or as Ty Bollinger did with me this week. I double dog dare you.
Double dog dare.
Especially if you're in favor of Obamacare. I want to hear why. But right. The system was a medical monopoly prior to Obamacare, except it had a lot more escape clauses. You didn't have to participate. The argument was that a lot of folks were not insured and wanted to be, when in fact a lot of those folks that weren't insured were not insured by choice. And I've said this so many times over the years here, probably the only health show on the planet. Unless you know of somebody else, let me know. I'll salute them. I'll say, hey, good job. That the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance. Now, it's not health insurance. They only call it health insurance. It's medical insurance. It's I need to make sure we keep the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the insurance industry going. If there is a legitimate place for insurance, it's in unexpected catastrophe and loss.
You know, if you think about it, Robert, it's almost like it's medical industrial complex insurance. This is their insurance that they're going to stay in business.
Well, it is. And it's like this, mortgage insurance. You ever heard of PMI, private mortgage mm-hmm. insurance, I think they call it?
Right.
Let's say you buy a house, you don't really buy it, but the bank gives you all this money to supposedly buy it. and then they make you insure that you can pay for the mortgage and can pay for the house.
Right.
And you're insuring the bank, the mortgage company, that doesn't lose because they get to take the house anyway, plus they get the mortgage.
Right.
Now, I'm not a mortgage expert. I could be getting that a little wrong, but the idea is these are unconscionable, let's say, interfaces. The banking system doesn't lend you anything at all. In fact, there's nothing at risk for the lender is the point of this. And, of course, who gets bailed out? The lenders, the bankers.
Of course.
Who gets screwed? The little guy. Whether they've been went into it and were just not smart enough to say this is not a good idea, good plan, or whatever. The fact of the matter is even the Democrats bailed out the big banks. And so now we're talking about bailing out Big Pharma. That's what Obamacare is. 100 years later, 100 years after the Flexner Report of 1910, it was to make sure you could not escape the graft and the tentacles and the drugs and the vaccines of the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Right.
If insurance, and you know what? Yes, Super Don, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to throw in, you know, you were talking about how they defunded the, you know, in the House of Representatives anyway. They voted to defund mm-hmm. Obamacare. Now,
yes.
You know, everybody knows, you know, you got the House of Representatives, you got the Senate. So now what happens is the House of Representatives vote on the bill to defund it. The Senate, which is democratically controlled, is going to throw the money back in, and
yeah.
then we're going to go back to a showdown. You know, and this is the same baloney that we dealt with, if you remember, back in 2011,
yes.
when they were having the big tug of war over the debt limit. And what ended up happening? It screwed up the stock market. It went crazy. Everything went nuts. We ended up getting downgraded. You know, our credit rating, you know, got downgraded. And it's just
yep.
going to affect everybody across the board here from an economic standpoint. And it's just going to sink us down lower into the hole that we're already in.
Well, Obamacare is going to bankrupt us even faster. And again, we're so far beyond bankruptcy. That's the thing. It's just, you guys didn't listen to Ron Paul. Maybe you guys did here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But the reality is, Obamacare is, we have to pass it in order to figure out what's in it. You figure out what's in it, and even the government workers don't want it. Who's
right.
clamoring for this other than those that don't want to see Obama's ship sink further?
Right.
And I'm not taking a partisan tack here. I'm taking a holistic health care provider's tack here. We need the freedom to heal. We need to restore the freedom to heal. But no, but people will die. People will get hurt. They won't get care. Listen, people are dying in droves right now with this system, even prior to Obamacare. You know, the argument, of course, where they try to tater Ron Paul in the media because you don't want regulation. You'd eliminate the FDA. Damn straight I'd eliminate the FDA. Why? Why? Because there are 784,000 to a million Americans dying every year due to FDA-approved and regulated drugs properly administered and prescribed. You're going to tell me it's going to be 2 million after this? No, it's going to be less because people are going to go, whoa, 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 I don't have the illusion of an FDA protecting me. I better start asking questions of my doctor. I better start right. looking at the science and start talking about this stuff instead of just blindly accepting the edicts from the federal government telling me what I can and can't do or what I should or shouldn't do. In the meantime, we're curing cancer out here, right, left, and center, with things unapproved by government. And that is not anywhere in Obamacare allowed.
No.
There's no holistic medicine there. There's no homeopathy. There are no herbs. There are no supplements, unless it's supplemental money to the insurance and drug industry. So stop it already. And give me a call,
yep.
866-939-2355. Mike Adams, Health Ranger, coming up this hour. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links in the show notes and the thank yous that I ask you to give, provide to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. That's really not.
And you know, Robert, I got to correct you on something here.
Go ahead.
On the survey, they did a survey of 2,500 federal employees, and as it states in the headline, 92% believe that federal workers should keep their current health insurance and not be forced into Obamacare.
Right.
But there must have been a percentage of them that just said, I don't know. Because the actual percentage of people that say they want to become part of Obamacare,
yeah,
2.9%.
2.9. And, you know, to add to that that mess is that the federal workers, particularly in Congress, they said there would be a brain drain. Everybody would leave if they had to do Obamacare.
Mm.
They're now getting funded by the taxpayers. That which they would have to contribute in these bogus health exchanges, they now are being covered by the U.S. taxpayers. So the people have to cover the expenses in the exchanges, and we're finding out it's way more expensive than before. It ain't the same thing as people, even if people liked it. Now, it'd be one thing if they would back off on this BS claim that there's no out. right? You are required. It is mandatory to do it, right? In the same way they say it's mandatory to participate in the Social Security system. It's not. And the IRS itself doesn't want any part of it. The IRS union, the very organization that has been given the responsibility to mandate and enforce the participation in Obamacare, the very employees union for the IRS doesn't want in on Obamacare.
Yeah.
What
a slap in the face to Obama, really, you know? I mean, you know, the federal workers, the IRS, these are supposed to be the guys that are behind him, right? These are all the federal employees, and they're saying, no, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that say anything to anyone? If you can get beyond partisan bickering and different things like that, where you see everything through a Democratic glass or a Republican glass and recognize this is about fundamental freedom to choose how to care for your own health, to care for your own health, the health of your family, what to accept, what to reject, what to contract, you know, what doctor to engage or non-doctor to engage in, you know, supporting your efforts of healing. We live in a world of a medical police state. I've said it so many times before. We have a national religion in violation of the First Amendment, and that religion is the Church of Biological Mysticism, as enforced now what they're trying to do with Obamacare. So I'm not even, you know, I'm bringing this stuff up about what's going on in Congress. At the same time, I want to remind you what we did yesterday talking about the 10th Amendment with Mike Mahari, about the fact that we don't even need to go to Congress to do it. The states are opting out of these exchanges, as they've opted out of the criminalization of marijuana or cannabis, of gun control, of real ID, of so many things, the droning, the indefinite detention. The states are figuring out, the people are figuring out, they're going to be dancing on the head of the pin, and we're going to be going, who gives a flip? Have fun. Keep dancing, guys. We're leaving. And the people are leaving in droves, because the harder they try to squeeze, the more you will escape their grasp. So let them. These are acts of desperation. Protect yourself and your family. Grow your own food. Get the supplements. Get the supplements we talk about here. When we come back from this break, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is going to join us. We've got something to bust. Somebody is getting busted on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And the Health Ranger is going to be here to help us do just that and cover it like nowhere else in broadcast media. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live through naturalnewsradio.com and GCN and, of course, heard around the world. And we've got lots more healing to go. Check it all out online. The links are in the show notes, including to what we're busting next with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, right here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You know, if you do some real investigative reporting, occasionally you find out the good guys aren't so good. And they might be up to no good, in fact. And we'll be joined by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with us. And big news, breaking news today on Natural News, in fact, that one of the good guys is doing some bad. And guess what? It means that we've got to reveal some stuff right now.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted? U-S-T-E-D-U-R-S-T.
The question for Mike Adams is, Whole Foods going to go to jail and marry a big smelly man? Do they deserve it? What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Robert, thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, we have another breaking new video from the group calling itself Organic Spies, which, as you know, had a big breaking video last year about Whole Foods employees being caught on camera admitting or deceiving customers, saying that Whole Foods does not sell any GMOs. Now, that information is false. The store is full of GMOs. It's full of conventionally raised food ingredients, you know, raised with pesticides and herbicides and synthetic chemicals. But now, this year, Organic Spies has just put out a new video that we're featuring up on naturalnews.com right now, which features a woman describing herself as a former Whole Foods employee who testifies on camera that she was taught by Whole Foods to lie to customers about GMOs. In other words, to say that there are no GMOs sold in the store. So if she's correct, it means that this training was institutionalized in the company, and that this could explain why so many Whole Foods employees were being caught on the camera deceiving customers and insisting that there are no GMOs sold at Whole Foods. Also, Whole Foods, again, if this is true, Whole Foods has been caught in a lie, because the Whole Foods CEO Gallo said in a blog post after last year's video that they do not train employees to deceive customers about GMOs. If this new whistleblower who has stepped forward is to be believed, it means that Gallo either lied about that or is not aware of what his own company is training new employees. So that's the big breaking news today, Robert.
Yeah, we have the show notes up, and we're linked to them, in fact, on naturalnews.com, and, of course, tv.naturalnews.com as well. The video is linked, and you can see that. We have some clips we may get to, but really, It's one thing if like Walmart, you know, you nail them in there, you sort of expect it, right?
Right.
But Whole Foods, again, with the distancing themselves from the original mission of Whole Foods, this is something that I don't think most of the people that shop there are going to be real happy to hear about this.
Yeah, it's very concerning, and that's not the only issue that Organic Spies raised. And Organic Spies is a secret group of investigators. I don't even know who they are. I just am in contact with them. But they've also uncovered what they call the organic fraud machine at Whole Foods, which they explain as the entire store being certified organic, but yet not selling all organic products and thereby deceiving consumers. And that certification has happened through CCOF, one of the many organic certifiers across America. So Organic Spies, again, is calling Whole Foods an organic fraud machine, in addition to having this new video with a whistleblower accusing Whole Foods of deliberately training employees to lie about GMOs.
Yeah, when you get certified as an organic grocery store, which I think is the claim to fame here, I don't know if anybody else has gotten this, it would be a natural assumption for somebody to say, hey, Whole Foods certified organic grocery store. You go in, you'd expect it all to be organic. Now, I remember many years ago when they were a lot smaller, even have to explain people that just because you walk into this massive natural products retailer with groceries in it, it doesn't mean it's all organic. I still encourage people to always read labels, but still, this is a bit deceptive to say that they're certified organic.
I think so, and many consumers are not sophisticated enough to know that Whole Foods sells food containing GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and other synthetic chemicals that are used in conventional agriculture. Many people, I believe, assume that because they see this certified organic grocer claim, and they see this big sign on the wall of the store that says nothing artificial ever, or they see a USDA organic seal applied to the store, they will assume that everything in the store is 100% organic and that there are no GMOs sold in the store. And so Whole Foods seems to be able to get away with this somehow. Maybe we can talk about that more when we come back.
Yeah. Well, is Whole Foods busted indeed by the organic spies? That's the question this hour. 866-939-2355. If you'd like to talk to the Health Ranger directly, he's on with us. For the rest of the show today, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. And we'll be back with more real organic, non-GMO radio covering this story after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
every day. More and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
When I first started at Whole Foods, I didn't know what a GMO was. I had no idea what it was. They taught us what it was and how Whole Foods markets did not carry GMOs. So if a customer would have came up to me and said, do you guys have anything with GMOs? Does this product contain GMOs? Absolutely not. It does not contain GMOs because we were taught that we don't carry anything with GMOs, only natural, nothing artificial.
That's from the video by the Organic Spies up at naturalnews.com in this article exclusively at Natural News. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is with us here. Blowing a story pretty big here. Whole Foods, you're right there at the heartland of it on down there in Austin, Texas, Mike. Is this thing reverberating already out there?
Absolutely. A lot of people are commenting on the article. A lot of people are shocked and surprised to learn that Whole Foods appears to have institutionalized this idea with their new employees that GMOs are not being sold at the store, even though that was false information. And we do know that many, many consumers were misled by this false information, misled into thinking that everything they bought at Whole Foods was completely non-GMO. That's just not the case. And, you know, Whole Foods might say, well, that's old news. We don't teach people that anymore. I mean, I'm just guessing that that's what that's what they might be saying in response to this. I haven't seen their response yet. But is that really good enough? I mean, for 5 years, according to this whistleblower, Whole Foods employees were taught to deceive consumers. Is that really the kind of corporate ethics that Whole Foods embodies? Because if so, then I think we have to ask a lot of other questions about what the store doing and what's it selling and can we trust its claims and so on and so forth. It just brings up a trust issue. And let's face it, Whole Foods, part of what they sell is trust. That's why people pay more. One of the reasons. Because they trust Whole Foods. If that trust isn't there, then you got to ask, well, why aren't people just shopping at Safeway, instead and ending and getting a better deal?
We're not picking on Whole Foods. We don't have a vendetta against Whole Foods. I mean, heck, I've shopped there for years as well. You'd think you'd hold them to a higher standard. I mean, that's the way they put themselves out. So if this is going on, I think it's very legitimate to ask some questions and want some answers. And the organic spies are uncovering some very uncomfortable things here.
Well, exactly. And I do want to say on the record, I'm a fan of Whole Foods. I'm a customer of Whole Foods. And I'm glad they exist. But we want Whole Foods to be, in reality, the store that they are in their advertising, which is the store where all the food comes from a happy place. That's actually one of their ads. And where, you can trust everything and it's all pure and clean and nothing artificial. That's what we would like Whole Foods to be. We would like them to be what their ad describes. But they are not. They are not, because GMOs are, by definition, artificial. So this claim by Whole Foods that they sell nothing artificial, that's a false claim. That's a false marketing claim. And they need to remove that claim. They need to be held accountable for misleading consumers. And they need to clean up their act so that we can once again trust them in the way that they want us to trust them. They need to reform themselves, especially. They need to clean things up.
Yeah, I think that's the fundamental, if we go to a bottom line here, in that, it's kind of like you see in the political movement, there are those that defend their guy or their gal or their party against even the worst things that they're doing. And, we like Whole Foods. Like you said, we like what they claim to stand for, and we want to see them do well and do right. And that's the point, being willing to question when you see things, as you've done, Mike, more than anybody in the natural arena. That you brought up some things that are very uncomfortable about the natural products industry, about things that aren't above board where they should be.
Well, this is the role of the press, free speech, the First Amendment. It is very important in any free society that the media, and you and I are the alternative media. We're prominent members of the alternative. Well, actually, the new media is what we're saying now, because we're the ones actually doing journalism. But this role in society is very important, which is to keep corporations honest or to keep politicians honest. The role of the media is a sacred role in any free society. So what we are doing here is a very important part of the information ecosystem, and Whole Foods is paying attention to it, and they should pay attention to it, and they should respond to it in a positive way, saying, yes, we're going to reform ourselves. We're going to, let's say, label GMOs sooner than the year 2018, which is their current plan. I mean, come on, really? 5 years away to label GMOs? How come we can't do it in 2 years? How come we can't have a GMO-free section in the store right now? Let's just give it a shelf or two. It's all non-GMO guaranteed, and that's where you can go and you can find non-GMOs. They could do that now, but they've chosen not to. They've chosen to continue to allow consumers to shop there, not knowing which foods have GMOs and which foods don't. And that's, to me, that's unacceptable as an advocate of organic foods, of even an advocate of Whole Foods itself, which also plays a valuable role in society, but we've got to keep it honest.
Yeah, these deceptive practices could result in very poor health, as the deceptive practices in big pharma have, and government-run health care, which is not health care, have resulted in disastrous health impact on the people of the United States. But we have a whole underculture, and maybe considered the majority in some cases sometimes, that will defend these practices simply because they identify with them and don't want to have to face uncomfortable facts.
Well, here's something to keep in mind. But once people are diagnosed with cancer or heart disease or diabetes or whatever the case may be from eating the standard common foods that are, you know, pesticide-ridden foods, they will often have a moment where they say, I'm going to clean up my diet, and I'm going to go shop at Whole Foods because everything is clean there. So you have medical patients who are turning to Whole Foods to say, I want everything clean. Well, those people can be misled by some of Whole Foods' claims, such as the nothing artificial ever. So this is a very serious medical situation where a patient may be saying, I need to eat an anti-cancer diet, and they think everything they're buying at Whole Foods doesn't have pesticides, herbicides, and GMOs in it. Come to find out that's not true. So this can have implications that can actually harm people and possibly even contribute to their death. So this is a very serious issue. And that's why we have more scrutiny on Whole Foods than, let's say, a Safeway, because nobody goes to Safeway expecting Safeway to be 100% organic. But many people do go to Whole Foods expecting Whole Foods to be 100% organic. So that's the distinction. We do hold Whole Foods to a higher standard, and they are not meeting that standard.
By the way, if anybody gets upset with me when I question the motives of those on what's now currently called the political left, perhaps I shouldn't, but sometimes I think, well, I should expect more of them. They claim to be environmentally friendly and for good environmental stewardship, but they often don't step up and do the right thing in regards to some of these issues. But this is right in this case that, yes, who could be our friend in a corporate world? Whole Foods, you'd think, based on what they claim. So check out this video. It's up there at tv.naturalnews.com. I have it linked up directly in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The article is linked up as well, and we continue to investigate this. And also, I think the plea from the organic spies is, hey, can we hear from more of you in Whole Foods? Is this really going on? Has this ended? We want to know.
Yeah, that's a very important question, because the evidence seems to indicate that this was a systematic, institutionalized mass deception across many, many Whole Foods stores, possibly across the entire company. We don't know that answer yet. But if that's the case, then the question you bring up is exactly the right question. Has it stopped? Are Whole Foods employees now being given truthful, factual information about what the store carries, or are they continuing to be misled so that they can mislead customers? It's a very serious issue. You know, if you or I, Robert, were selling products and were grossly misleading our customers, we could be fined by the FTC or shut down by the FDA or any number of federal agencies could come after us. So why should Whole Foods be given a free pass on what appears to be a very widespread and long-standing deception? They need to take responsibility for their actions, and they need to be transparent with their consumers. These are very basic requests, basic demands, you might say, that we have of a high-profile health food retailer. These are not unreasonable demands. This is kind of the basics. This is like ethics 101, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and the investment we have is, thinking in terms of the end user, bottom line. Like I said, everything that we do, we write about, we cover these stories because we actually are concerned with the health of the people here and around the world that listen, and to not blindly accept even what we say, to investigate it. But that's why this investigation is going on. That's why it's so stunning what the organic spies have found out within the realm of an arena that we would expect would be more friendly to the, saying, hey, we don't want any GMOs here, and we'll be up front. If we find them, you should see them. But 5 years, really? Does it take that long?
Yeah, exactly. I understand it's a big company, but 5 years does seem extraordinarily long. But they could do something sooner. For example, why isn't Whole Foods putting real money into the campaign in Washington to label GMOs, 522 there? You know, we would expect a leader in the industry to take a leading position on funding a proposed law that would increase consumer transparency so that people know what they're buying and know what they're eating. It's a basic human right to know what we're buying, and yet Whole Foods seems to be dragging its feet on that. I think they've made a very small donation at this point, nothing along the lines of what they should do, in my opinion, if they're going to be a prominent player in this industry. So there are a lot of disturbing things about Whole Foods coming out right now, and I guess we'll have to wait and see whether they choose the path of ethical loyalty to their customers, or if they're just going to be another corporation that deceives consumers systematically and just exists for profit only. And right now, I'm on the fence with Whole Foods on that one. We'll have to see what they do. They could change course and be do the right thing and really receive a lot of congratulations and a lot of applause from the industry, or they could just do the wrong thing and basically lose their trust. So,
by the way, if anybody from corporate Whole Foods in Austin is listening to the show today, we welcome you. You have an open invitation to come on and explain what you perceive this is or is not. But we are going to investigate this further. We're not going to let it go because we really do care too much about the folks that are needing to get the food of the quality that we perceive and believe is best for them and for us. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is with us. Give us a call one more segment today, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Link it to the video as well and the article about this at naturalnews.com. Go there, check it out. It's stunning information breaking here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Natural News.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To protect the people that trust Whole Foods. Whole Foods has been lying about selling GMOs for at least 6 years. What else are they lying about? Your identity will be protected. We must learn about the totality of this fraud being perpetrated. USDA National Organic Program must revoke their nationally certified retailer status due to the false marketing and intentional sale of genetically engineered foods in allegedly organic stores.
We're just asking for integrity. That's not too much to ask. That was a clip from the Organic Spies video. You can check it out at naturalnews.com. We've got the links directly to the article that embeds it as well. And it's not on YouTube. Why? Because it would be banned the moment it hit the YouTube airwaves. So, Mike, again, hats off for more investigative reporting here on a subject that is uncomfortable. Because, again, we're customers of Whole Foods, as we said. We're not attacking for purposes of malicious intent in any way, shape, or form. We just want integrity, honesty, transparency on these issues.
Well, transparency is the key. You know, if corporations won't tell the truth themselves, then they need to be helped in that through honest journalism and sometimes investigative journalism, which is what this is. So, you know, I think that we're winning in so many ways right now today. The new media, you know, people like you, Robert, myself, and others out there, who are truth tellers. That's what we're known as, because people know that they can come to us and actually get the truth that they won't find anywhere else. They know that we're not compromised. For example, I don't own Whole Foods stock. You know, we don't receive advertising money from vaccine companies, obviously, things like that. And I know you don't either. So, and we never would, by the way. We would reject such financial ties. So, they can get from us an independent and yet well-informed, highly intelligent, scientifically validated point of view on what's happening in the world and what's happening with corporations. And it's a point of view that more and more people are finding they can trust, because it rings true with their life experience. It rings true with what they understand to be true in the world. They know corporations have to be kept honest or they can get out of control and they can become very deceptive organizations. So we're doing good work is what I'm saying, and we're being, thanks to the support of all the listeners and the readers out there, we are successful in this, and our success is continuing to multiply. And we intend to not only demand that Whole Foods be more transparent, but we're going to actually apply those same demands to more and more organizations across the industry in the months ahead. We want the health products industry to be the most honest, cleanest industry that exists on our planet. And we're going to do everything we can to help keep all the big players in the industry honest and transparent.
Yeah, and that's also, as it relates to some of these bigger issues in Washington, D.C., the movement of centralized bureaucracies like Obamacare, health exchanges, things like that. The government is falling down on the job, if there ever was a job to really do it right. They have failed. And so it's up to the people. It's up to you. It's up to me. We talk about the fourth estate. You know, we talk about journalism. It's dead in the corporate world. But the independent, the rise of the independent. Of course, we have senators now claiming that we want to define who is a journalist, right? Are you getting a paycheck from one of the big corporate conglomerates? If you're not, you're not really a journalist.
Right. Well, that's you know, intellectual circular logic there to say that a journalist is only somebody who works for a corporation that is funded by the drug companies and you know, the Monsantos of the world. So that's not going to fly. There's been a lot of, you know, flack about that. But I want to say October 1 is coming up, folks, and October 1 is the day that all the Obamacare exchanges are supposed to open. Get ready for a big mess. They're not going to be ready. Not a chance. You're going to have computer glitches everywhere. It's going to be chaos, really, when October 1 rolls around. The government is not capable of rolling this out in an organized, intelligent manner because of the very nature of government. You know, the people working on this project, they get paid whether it flies or fails. They don't care. They have no incentive. They're not entrepreneurs. They don't care if it works. They're just going to get their government contracts and walk away with that and leave the mess for somebody else to clean up. So get ready. It's going to be chaos, man.
Well, which is, again, why we want you to get your news at Natural News. Listen right here on Natural News Radio and GCN on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 in the afternoon Eastern Time, and Sundays 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time. Archives available through Natural News. We put them links in the show notes as well. And what Mike is saying is very real. If you think Obamacare is going to save you, man, we've already told you. Start doing what you need to do to get well, because if you rely on the government to deliver medicine, you're asking for a disaster. And, Mike, I appreciate all that you do to help us bring the power to heal back where it belongs.
Thank you, Robert. Great to be on your show today. Take care.
All right. We're going to take a day off back Sunday live in the afternoon. In the meantime, tell all your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why? Super Don knows it. It's because the power to heal is yours.
Yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.